In this month's exclusive cover story, LMB discusses the culture of corruption with Neville Gurge, Commissioner of the Commission to Investigate Allegations of Bribery or Corruption. Here is an extract from the story. Prevention is better than detection. Neville Gurge steadfastly believes that prevention is better than cure when it comes to combating bribery and corruption. The Commission to Investigate Allegations of Bribery or Corruption, or CIABOC, was established by Act No. 19 of 1994 with the enactment of the 17th Amendment to the Constitution of Sri Lanka. In its present form, CIABOC is a statutory body that operates independently to combat bribery, corruption, and accumulation and non-declaration of assets. CIABOC Act No. 19 of 1994 states that the Commission shall consist of 3 members. Two of them shall be retired judges of the Supreme Court or of the Court of Appeal, and one of whom shall be a person with wide experience relating to the investigation of crime and law enforcement. All the commissioners have equal powers, and all the investigations and prosecutions are initiated only on the direction of the commissioners. The Director General or DG of the Commission is appointed by the President in consultation with the commissioners. The present DG is Sarath Jayamana, PC. Alongside retired judges Justice T.V. Veerasuriya, Chairman, and Justice Lal Ranjit Silva, Neville Gurge occupies the position of Commissioner of CIABOC. Prior to this appointment, Gurge held the post of Director Investigations from 2005 to 2009, where he gained experience in eradicating corruption. Having joined the police force as a sub-inspector in 1974 and retired as a Senior Superintendent of Police in 2009. In this exclusive interview with LMD for its 24th anniversary edition, he highlights the scale of corruption in the island and outlines plans for arresting the negative trend while maintaining a special focus on prevention, which he cited as his professional forte. LMD requested his views on what is at the root of widespread corruption in the world today, and he said, "Today people are running behind money and have let go of all norms and values. This is the main problem we face. Based on my experience as a former police officer, rather than my tenure at the commission, I have always believed that a person is led to commit a crime and resort to bribery or corruption because of a particular mindset. The root cause of human behavior lies there. This is a concept common to all religions. In my view, the prevention of crime lies there. It is certainly better if we could prevent people from committing crimes rather than punishing them after the event. Implementing the law or deterrent action could also be treated as part of prevention. For example, if we could implement capital punishment for murder, we could in theory prevent many crimes from taking place. Criminals may not commit crimes through fear of facing the possibility of execution. But that's not enough. If we could prevent a person from committing an offense, I believe that it would be a great achievement. This is what we need with regard to bribery and corruption too. If we can prevent a person from committing an offense related to corruption, our goal would have been achieved. Public servants may come from respectable backgrounds, but there is something lacking. They may be educated, but their minds may not be refined. That is a problem. Some of them have the weakness of soliciting bribes or using public funds for personal benefit. They have the tendency to be involved in corrupt activities. I conducted research to uncover the root causes of this situation and found that people tend to take others' money because their minds are not purified or trained properly. They are full of expectations, anxieties, lust and delusions, and not satisfied with what they have. Naturally, untrained or uncultured minds are illusive and can be persuaded to commit evil. They become slaves to their senses. Imagination and emotion always mislead a person if his or her mind is not properly trained. To overcome this situation, it is necessary to purify the mind. People try to overcome their miseries through pleasing the senses. They need money to spend for such activities. When their legally earned income is inadequate to spend on these activities, they tend to earn illegally and become corrupt persons. Public servants may also fall into this category and accept bribes and obtain public funds by way of corruption. The real way to relax is to calm the senses. When the mind is fully controlled and purified, it will be free from mental disturbances and can perceive many things that others cannot see with the naked eye. Today, we need to find methods to fulfill this task. We also inquired about pinning down the cost of bribery and corruption in Sri Lanka, and he replied, "This is a widespread problem and the entire government sector has been affected by this issue. Yet when you consider the entire public sector workforce, only 15 to 20% are corrupt. Almost 80% of government servants are honest people. Sometimes they may turn a blind eye to the corruption that is happening around them because they are cornered and the corrupt individuals dominate the institution. The head of an institution must ensure better supervision, but this is not the case at present. It is the lower rank personnel who tend to deal with the public, so supervision is very weak in our system. Bribery and corruption hinders the development process of our country. It causes inflation and increases the cost of living, promotes personal benefits and the cost of public welfare, creates discrimination in society, hinders the opportunities of developing society, denies democratic rights and leads towards dictatorship and negates good living conditions such as fundamental rights, food, shelter, health, education and administration of justice. so it is subject to the criticism and condemnation of the international community. And what is his take on the key trends when it comes to bribery and corruption? Gurugay explained. The level of corruption is increasing. We are trying to minimize this through changing attitudes and giving preference to the prevention aspect as observed in many developed countries. We are looking to amend the law and gain further provisions to this end. At the moment, we don't even have an official prevention unit to eradicate corruption in Sri Lanka. Currently, there are about 3,000 cases of bribery or corruption pending. We also asked Gurugay to elaborate on how investors who come to Sri Lanka refuse to offer bribes and invested in ventures in other countries, to which he responded, "This is a major problem for us and our country's development is hindered as an account of this. We want to change the culture of corruption that exists, and for this we have to change the attitudes of the people. Even the general public may not be aware of what is happening to their funds because corruption is concealed whereas bribery is out in the open." And finally, how can businesses play a role in combating the scourge of corruption? Gurugay noted the following. There is bribery and corruption taking place in the private sector, which directly or indirectly hinders the development of the country. The private sector tends to induce the government sector to engage in bribery and corruption. There is also the practice of private sector institutions offering gifts to state institutions, which should not happen. For instance, Bhutan has a separate law against accepting of such presents. Therefore, on the request of civil society as well, we have suggested amending the law to encompass the private sector in due course. Neville Gurugay also shared his views on civil society's role in highlighting corruption, the level of independence of law enforcement authorities, and accountability mechanisms in place with respect to curbing corruption. He discussed the rationale for new laws on the disclosure of conflicts of interest and relationships, campaign financing, and how it can lead to corrupt practices and other legislative amendments required to stem corruption. In addition, Gurugay elaborated on the manpower requirements of the Bribery Commission, and he outlined his thoughts on how Sri Lankan agencies can tie up with global entities in their effort to fight corruption. Read the full story on LMD Online at www.lmd.lk or in LMD's August magazine that's in stores now.
LMD, the voice of business and living a celebration of life, offers you a chance to stay in the lap of luxury. Get a lifetime subscription to LMD All Living and we will reward you with an overnight stay with one of our partner hotels. Call Rohan on 2599600 for more details.